This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from BFM 89.9. I'm Meera Sivasudhi. Now, after 8 years on the air, we're bringing the Bigger Pictures Health and Living to you, live, on the ground. A whole day with the experts, debunking myths behind heart disease and diabetes, addressing our love affair with food. And of course, George will be there talking about sperm. So join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on Saturday, 2nd of April. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talk Back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Good evening, folks. It is Talk Back Thursday on the Evening Edition. Let me give you those numbers right up at the top. It's 03-77-109-000. It's the number to call. You can text us, as always, on 016-201-9000. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. Caroline and Uma with you. And we've got a bit of a different show today. We're doing a special edition of Talk Back Thursday, and we're going to be covering your health concerns, essentially bringing BFM's Health and Living show to Talk Back. And joining us on the show, Dr. George, consultant urologist, and of course, Meera Sivasudhi, who is our resident doctor. She's been doing the show for 7 years now. The only thing missing is an actual degree. But we call her Dr. Meera in the office anyway.
Yes, that is not true.
Meera, of course, as you know, presents the Health and Living Show every Friday, every day at 2 p.m. Every weekday at 4 p.m. Also, we have the doctor in the house, and we'll try and answer whatever questions you may have for him, and also talk about your biggest concerns that you have concerning surrounding your health,
well,
the health of your
health
family.
Specifically.
The health of your family, the health of your children, the health of your mum and dad, all of that stuff. So I have my concern at the moment, my biggest pressing concern at the moment is this heat wave, because I think I've addressed all the first world problem issues, which is I've called the aircon servicemen to come and repair the aircons in my house and make sure they're functioning at optimal capacity. And I make sure I carry a water bottle around with me. But I don't think that's enough, because I think I've fallen ill twice over the last 3 weeks.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I've had.
You've got two doctors here analysing this.
Yeah, I know. Look at that. And so that I think is my biggest concern.
Outside, Uma?
Just for 15 minutes, Meera, that doesn't count.
You've fallen ill twice.
Well, you know what's a little bit more current and something we talked about a little earlier, it was in the papers today, about mental health. That's kind of been, but not really, sneaking up on us.
The latest statistics.
Mental health issues for Malaysians. Depression is expected to be a major health illness by the year 2020. 30% of Malaysians already suffer from depression as well as anxiety. And that's what we covered today. So whether or not we consciously acknowledge it, mental health issues are already a problem for us, and this would be one of the current issues that Malaysians do face today.
And on that note, suicide rates, Caroline, are amongst the very young and the very old. So that's something to think about as well.
And middle-aged men.
Yes, I don't know about that.
That's really right.
Are you middle-aged, George?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Okay. I mean, Meera obviously has got this 7 years experience of listening and analysing and grilling all the doctors. Meera, do you have any health concerns?
Do I have health concerns? Not actually, no.
Not at all?
Not even at all.
A heat wave?
I think you do the basics. You do what's necessary and just hope for the best after that.
Is that good enough, Dr. George?
No, that's running away from the facts, right?
That's burying your head in the sand.
Absolutely.
The last time we spoke, your BMI.
Look, that is one of my concerns.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, obesity is one of my concerns. Let's face it. I am not exactly the kind of thinnest man in this room. And then, obviously, the things that I eat and then,
You eat well, Dr. George.
I eat extremely well.
Yes,
that's
you
a
do.
Problem. Mm. That's a problem. And that concerns me.
Yeah.
That concerns me a lot. And then I've got family history of diabetes, concerns me a lot. And also other things that, obviously with all those comorbidities accumulating, the possible heart condition.
A question for you. Do you think it concerns you because you're a doctor and you know the effects, you know the impact? And do you think it concerns a normal man on the street just as much?
Well, I think both, really. I mean, it concerns me that I know a lot of these comorbidities accumulate and will cause me problems in the future. And the other side of things is that I mean, early on you mentioned about these kind of like fear factors that people have, anxiety and depression and things like that. I remember I kind of fell ill about probably about a year and a half ago, and I really thought I had a stroke. And when that happened, I kind of said to my wife, look, you know, I'm not feeling well. I really think something's gone wrong. The first thing that came across my mind was I can't afford to be ill. Mm. And that is quite a scary thing because, you know, you can't afford to be ill because so somebody, you know, like a man, middle-aged man who kind of does a lot of work and then, you know, having responsibilities and things like that. I really think that was the first time I faced with the possibilities of having health problems. And I really thought the first thing that I was scared of is that I can't afford to be ill.
It's a very male thing.
It's a male thing.
Mm. That's why they don't come forward and get themselves
that's
checked.
Right. Well, because you're worried about the cost.
And so, no, not necessarily. No, it's not
an
just
ego thing.
No, well, partly it's partly because you suddenly become vulnerable, and so you worry about your own future, and you worry about all the responsibilities you take on, your mortgages and things like that. And sometimes you also worry about, of course, the healthcare cost is very, very high. Mm. And some of you know that I recently had a motorbike accident, right?
Yes.
And then I had no idea how much that whole thing costs. You know, even though I was insured, I was really worried that I was underinsured. So I'm sure a lot of people out there are calling in, and some of the things I worry about is healthcare costs and whether you're insured or not.
But do you only worry about it when you think something has gone wrong?
Well, yes.
Do you think about it beforehand?
But isn't that what most of us do, especially when you are, and I would think this is a problem for anyone below the age of 35. I think when you're young, you think you're immortal, you think nothing's going to happen to you, you've not had any major issues.
It's this cloak of invincibility that youth brings us.
And then, of course, after the age of 30, everything goes downhill. Man. Well, heart disease, diabetes, all that stuff happens.
Somebody told me this. Before the age of 40, you abuse your body, and after age of 40, your body will abuse you.
Oh.
That is a frightening thought.
It is.
Folks, we're asking you today what your biggest health concerns are, and we want you to call in and tell us. 0377 109 000. You can text us as well on 0162 019 000. You can tweet us as always on BFM Radio. We've got a Twitter poll going as well on Twitter, so we urge you to check out our Twitter page and participate in that poll. But yeah, what are your biggest concerns?
The Twitter poll, just going to read it out to you very quickly, asking you whether or not you see the value in medical insurance. You can find that on our Twitter page. So far, 81% have said yes, they do see value in medical insurance. And is that a surprising number, Dr. George, you think?
Well, people are worried. After that incident, I actually begin to reevaluate my situation. I really think sometimes we are underinsured because healthcare is escalating and a lot of new technology coming out, new drugs and things like that. I am in the forefront of all these prescribing it. I really think that even people are insured, that you can never overinsure.
And why? Yeah. Government, why? It's cheap, it's affordable. We have one of the best healthcare systems in the country.
We have one of the most efficient in terms of the amount of money that is spent and how far it goes. But does that mean that we can sustain that? Because even if you look at the mighty NHS and that sort of thing, they really are running out of steam when it comes to that sort of healthcare.
And also, I mean, there's another sort of insurance as well, right? There's the insurance that takes care of you immediately when you're ill. And of course, there's the insurance that when people like you and I, the men, get worried, there are insurances that will take care of you and your family if anything were to happen to you as well.
Mm.
I mean, that's something most Malaysians don't actually think about at all.
But one thing's for sure, our healthcare system, the system that we have in place is not sustainable.
Right.
Not at least for the next 20, 30 years.
I mean, I'm really...
The rate at which we're moving,
I'm really glad this, next weekend's the event will cover all sorts of issues apart from the actual health issues. It will also cover, the insurance and then coverage.
All right. So we'll tell you about this event in a little bit. We'll also be giving out tickets for BFM's inaugural Health and Living Live 2016. More details in a bit.
In the meantime, we've got Lokesh on the line. Thank you so much for calling. How do we reconcile home remedies with Western remedies? Is that what you'd like to know, Lokesh?
Yes. Good evening.
Yeah. So talk to me about your concern.
Yeah, actually, recently I had a boil, and then I just applied an onion on that.
Right.
And then it cured. It was cured. I didn't have to go for any other medicine.
And where did you get that advice from, to apply the onion on the boil?
Internet.
Google.
Internet.
Oh, were you fearful when you do that? And how do you apply? How much to apply?
I just apply a cut of it on the thing, and then for 1.5 days only, I applied it, and then it was okay already.
Okay. So, Dr. George, what do you have to say about that? Not exactly.
I get these sort of things all the time. Yeah. It's like, you know, I mean, obviously, that boil disappeared with or without onions. Probably going to happen anyway. What happened if that onions induces some infection?
But the problem is it didn't.
It didn't.
And when you have success stories, I suppose, if you will,
well, it's
like
not a
these.
Problem for locusts. Well,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. The boil is gone.
Well, I mean, for one locust, there may be nine other non-so-successful ones that end up in accident emergency, probably needs debridement of your skin because of infection. I mean, you should hear Mira's interview earlier on today about how these sort of like, you know, anecdotal treatments that actually helps, Mira.
And it could be more sinister, George.
Absolutely.
You may think it's a boil. It could be something worse. And, you know, you're just lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mira, so, I mean, it's like, you know, one of your promos is about the anti-second cousins, you know, the papaya leaves things, right? Yes.
Hold on. I have to say, though, I mean, that is very interesting. But a lot of people have an issue reconciling these two things, especially when it comes to certain things about leaves of plants and dengue and all of these things where there seems to be an effect, and not just on one person, but on multiple people. So what do we tell those people?
I have two things to say, right? Number one is that if this works, and then and it doesn't cause any harm, obviously it's something that you get away with and it doesn't cause any harm, but there's some of them may cause harm, because we know certain plants may not be too suitable for someone.
Yeah.
Let's say, for example, it's got kidney failure. Mm. So, you know, you might not get away with it if you actually start consuming this complement.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but does the medical fraternity then look into these so-called cures to see whether or not there's anything to
lie, George?
I'm wondering.
Right, the two things I want to say to that, okay? Recently, there was an FDA analysis of all these like ubat lelaki kuat and that sort of things, and it's supposed to be natural,
right?
Okay, 26 that were analyzed, you know, 58% of them actually did not contain just natural ingredients. They actually contained the little blue pills in there.
Okay,
so those are kind of like a, you know, bastardized kind
adopted
of like a
medication.
Yeah, adopted, so sort of adulterated medications, right? And then in closer to home in Indonesia, 98% out of 50 that were analyzed, 49% of them were actually not the genuine things.
Right.
And also, if you actually analyze the real thing, let's say ginseng, everyone will say it won't cause you any harm, and you know there's a lot of goodness out of it. And how do you standardize what is the active ingredient in it? The ginseng from one part of Busan is not necessarily the same as one part of Seoul.
Mm.
So how do you actually say that one, you know, those are all standardized, it can withstand the scrutiny of randomized control trial? It's very difficult.
Okay.
We're talking to you about your biggest health concerns today. Locus just called to with a very interesting question about reconciling
boils and onions.
Well, onions and boils, and reconciling traditional remedies, or I guess hearsay remedies, with Western medicine. Call us with your health concerns. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. Text us on 016-201-9000. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. Of course, BFM's also having its inaugural Health and Living Live 2016. We'll give you lots of details about that in just a little while. Talk Back Thursday. We'll be back after these messages. BFM 89.9.
The Big Weekend Shout is brought to you by Micris.
What happens here is you guys pick a game, tell us what you think's going to happen, and if it doesn't happen the way you say, we get you back on next week and we shoot you.
Wanderers, I think they will beat up the poor old Aston Villa and put more sorrow in their story.
I'm going to surprise everyone and go for Villa to get something against Leicester, maybe even a win. I've just got a feeling.
I think that's a goalless draw written all over there.
I'll go for Leicester to beat Chelsea.
The Big Weekend Shout is brought to you by Micris, empowering networks with a personal touch.
I haven't seen you before. You new?
All new.
Tell me three things about yourself.
I'm all about safety, safety, safety.
So, is there space in your life for someone like me?
More than you'll ever know. By the way, I'm Mitsubishi Outlander.
When can I see you again?
Available from April 7th at Mitsubishi showrooms. I have to go, but tell me, how do I look?
Outstanding.
Yeah, the all-new Outlander. Mitsubishi Motors.
BFM's Gen Y Leadership Program prepares first-time managers to lead teams, to contribute to strategy planning, and to lead innovation. To apply, go to bschool.my, BFM Business School, a division of BFM Media.
03-771-09000 to talk back. BFM 89.9.
Talk Back Thursday on the evening edition. Caroline and Uma with you. 0377109000 is the number to call. You can text us on 0162019000. We've got a bunch of special guests with us today. We've got Dr. George Lee, consultant urologist, as well as Meera Sivasodhi of the Bigger Pictures Health and Living segment. They're both joining us today because we're asking you what your biggest health concerns are. Is it healthcare costs? Is it the cost of insurance? Are you even insured as a young person? Are you even thinking about your health? Call us up and let us know what your healthcare concerns are. We've got Ahmad on the line. Ahmad.
Hi.
Hey, Ahmad. So what are you concerned about?
Hello, Uma, Caroline.
Hi.
Hi, Ahmad.
And Meera.
Well done,
okay,
well done.
My concern is that for elective procedures, even in government hospitals, it's quite costly. And so how do we go on about it? Because recently, as of last year, my brother's father-in-law, sounds like the promo, he had an elective procedure for the heart, heart bypass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he had that, and he has to pay out of pocket, and he did it in Alostar General. Mm. So how do we address this? Because what about those, it's Alostar, so what about those in Sungai Bertani or in Baling? I mean, why, because it's not an emergency, but they know that they had a heart problem, you know, there's cholesterol or whatever there, and
something needs to be done.
Government hospitals also charge them like 10 to 20,000, or is it 40,000? Not sure, but
okay.
Yeah.
That's I have a question for you, Ahmad. Are you coming for the event?
I'm not sure. What is the date?
It's 2nd of April, Saturday, next Saturday.
2nd of April, Saturday, I'll be working, so yeah.
Well, it's from 11 to 5. We hope to see you there. The reason I'm asking you is because the Minister of Health is going to be there, and these are some of the questions we're going to ask him. How sustainable is the system going forward in the long run? How are we going to revamp this? How sustainable is it going to be? So if you're going to be there, that's great, because I'm going to ask him some of these very pressing questions.
Okay. Would there be recordings, like podcasts or something like that?
I doubt it, but we'd love to see you there.
Ahmad, that's cheating.
Take leave, Ahmad. We'd love to see you there.
Thanks, Ahmad.
And also, you know what, we're giving out 5 pairs of tickets to BFM's inaugural Health and Living Live 2016 today. All you need to do to win yourself a pair is to text us right now and tell us why you want to attend the event. You need to include your full name, IC number, email address. The top 5 answers will receive a pair of tickets each, and we'll be in touch to let you know if you've won.
Yeah, George, just a very quick follow-up on Ahmad's question.
Yes.
I'm assuming, I mean, in my mind, the only solution to that elective problem, elective problem, is that is private insurance, right?
Well, I mean, it's easy for us to say that, but you know, number one,
but not everyone can afford it.
Number one, not everyone can afford it, and then also the insurance probably won't take you on, you know, and that's a big issue. I mean, we're facing a huge problem here because, you know, number one killer is a heart disease, and then we're looking at something like an, you know, Malaysian consumed 26 teaspoons of sugars, and then that induces a lot of diabetes, and then, you know, and also these cardiovascular problems, it's a long-term chronic disease. It will require a lot of medication afterwards. Even the Ministry of Health pays for that cardiac bypass, you still need to take charge of your own health for the subsequent years to come to take those antihypertensive, anti-cholesterol. So number one thing, invest in your health first, so to prevent yourself from getting into that trouble. What do you think, Meera?
Absolutely. Cut down your sugar.
Yeah, cut down your sugar.
26 teaspoons per person per day.
Are we doing any better with the sugar since,
since the subsidies have been removed? Then cost has gone up?
I very much doubt it, actually.
People are just paying more for this data.
Oh, no, don't look at me.
Anyone in
this
room cut down your sugar?
Okay.
No.
I'm just going to keep
So there you go.
All right, no.
So, I mean, this is...
I can't say anything. I had a small scoop of Haagen-Dazs 5 minutes ago. I needed the energy. But
this is a good forum, right, in order for us to talk about the health of the nation.
Absolutely. Folks, 0377109000 is the number to call. 0162019000 is the number to text. Victor's on the line. Hey,
hi, Victor.
Hi, Victor.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My biggest health concern now is I think I might have a mental health problem in that I get angry very easily over... these are what some politicians say.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I also have mental health problem, Victor.
Yeah. So So actually, I'm worried that is it me or could it be them that they suffer from this disease called stupidity?
that's a very good question.
And my other biggest concern is about blindness. Because there are so many blind, these are wrongdoing around. So I think you have to be blind not to see it, or at least you are willfully blind. So I think we suffer from that.
Thank you so much,
Victor. Would you say that that's a trend in healthcare these days? Is that the pattern we're seeing?
Just give us a call and we'll send you to a therapist. Yeah.
Victor, are you coming to this this event?
No. Yeah, we'll find out.
We'll find out. Okay, we hope he will. And then, you know, because that will be a relaxing day for him to have some healthy food as well.
Absolutely.
I can always count on Victor for some great comedy relief, although he forgot his usual quote today.
Yeah, he did.
What was his usual quote?
He would come up with one.
He always has a quote.
Very quickly, a text that came in from Christy Joseph, who says, Christy wants to come for the event, saying, having turned 40, it's time I get a free pass.
You've got it.
Actually, funny you say that, Christy, because we're going to have a little competition in a little while, and you may stand a chance to win a free pass. So, you know, make sure you take part in that. In the meantime, we've got Johan on the line. Hey, Johan, how's it going?
Oh,
sorry. We've lost Johan. Well, in that case, let me just give you some details on the competition. So, BFM is having its inaugural Health and Living Live 2016. We're giving out 5 pairs of tickets to BFM's conference. All you need to do to win yourself a pair is text us right now. That's on 016-201-9000 and tell us why you want to attend the event. Please include your full name, IC number and email address. The top 5 answers will receive a pair of tickets each, and we'll be in touch to let you know if you've won.
So Christy has won.
Yes.
Christy has sent that in.
Since you already did that, Christy, you win already.
Yeah.
So for the rest of you, don't forget, just text us right now why you want to attend the event. Include your full name, IC number, email address. It's on April 2nd, Saturday, connection at Nexus Bangsa South. Folks, we're asking you today what your biggest health concerns are. We want to know what you're worried about as a Malaysian. We've got Zafri on the line. Hey,
hi.
Zafri.
Evening, sir.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Hi, Mira.
Hi.
I am your fan of your...
She's blushing.
That's wonderful. I would love to see you in person.
Oh, sure.
So what's your biggest concern?
Yeah, my main concern is that there's still a lack of support system for a chronic disease patient as well as autoimmune disease patient. I experienced once a very bad episode of having vasculitis myself, and I know that there's a lack of police as well as support system in the country. And to add up to that, the facilities for disabled or OKU person in this country is also bad. So those are my two concerns.
Hey, thanks so much for your call, Zafri. George, what do you say? I guess the autoimmune disease is a huge problem.
Well, autoimmune disease and chronic disease, like, you know, Zafri kind of like termed it together as chronic disease. The biggest chronic disease, it has to be diabetes. I mean, we as a nation, Malaysian, actually surpass the World Health Organization estimate. You know, they always overestimate. Well, we surpass that by, you
because
know...
Because we're number one, George.
We're number one in many things.
We've hit 2020 numbers.
That's right. You know, we hit 2025 numbers in 807,000 diabetic patients. And all these patients will have a significant amount of chronic diseases. That will include blindness, retinopathy. That will include heart disease, vasculopathy. And then that is only a small part of something like the autoimmune disease. That will have kidney failure. And then that will induce the necessity for renal impairment or even dialysis. So it is worrying. It is a worrying trend. Lack of support, and majority of these patients perhaps, you know, will have the home care. But the thing is that for those who don't have the home care, who's going to actually look after you in term of long term?
What normally happens?
Well, if you have a family support, and then obviously that will be something that is quite fortunate.
Yes.
However, if there's none, there's also there's the social network and the safety net in order to help you out. But the majority of time, that will be grossly insufficient. Right. And majority of these people may suffer in silence.
And we don't have enough of that. We really don't have enough of that. On top of that, we're going to be an aging nation by the year 2030, which means 15% of the population will be 60 years and older. And I mean, if you look at Japan and how they're struggling at the moment, we're going to be there in not a very long time. So,
does that worry you? The aging nation.
How old will you be in 2030?
Does it worry you?
Yeah, well, it does worry me.
He's going to get there before.
Yeah, he's going to get there first.
That's right, way before you.
All right, folks, we're asking you today what your biggest health concerns are. Keep those calls coming in 0377 109 000, 0162 019 000. Don't forget, BFM's having its inaugural Health and Living Live 2016 on April 2nd. More information about that coming up after the news. You're listening to Talk Back Thursday on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You in the car. Yes, 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 you. I'm talking to you. It's time for TalkBack. So, hands-free car kits at the ready? Yes? Good. Let's TalkBack on BFM 89.9.
Yes, let's talk back. It's Talk Back Thursday, folks. 0377 109 000 is the number to call. You can text us on 0162 019 000. You can tweet us on BFM Radio. Caroline and Uma here with you. We're joined today by Meera Sivasodhi and Dr. George Lee. You would, of course, hear them on the Bigger Pictures Daily Health and Living segment. Well, George, you've been on that show every Friday for donkey's years,
forever.
Right?
Forever.
I'm part of the furniture.
Well, you're not that. We actually just hide you in a closet here and then pull you out whenever we need you, right? That's how it works.
Like today.
Yeah. Anyway, we're talking to you folks because, you know, it's something we've not done on the Evening Edition. We've never asked you what your health concerns are. It's a conversation that often comes up.
Yeah, we've probably asked, but nobody's called in because we're just not qualified to give them any answers.
Oh, actually, that's a good point. I mean, it's not like Caroline and I can tell
Dr.
you what to do.
Well, as if you guys care. Like, you've got all these Haagen-Dazs ice cream tubs outside and Goreng Pisangs outside.
Trade secrets. These are trade secrets. We're not allowed to talk about
it. So it's comfort, right? It's comfort food.
It's energy. You know, when you're on air for so long.
Do you even worry about it?
I do. Yeah. I do. To be fair, one of my biggest concerns is diabetes because I'm a diabetic. And it's something I do pay attention to. Occasionally, I may have one small spoon of Haagen-Dazs. Small spoon.
Yeah. Really, Uma?
Small spoon.
We've been watching you.
How small is small?
Small 26 teaspoons.
So call us, folks. Tell us what your biggest health concerns are. Is it insurance? Is it healthcare costs? Is it obesity? Is it getting old in Malaysia? Are you afraid of what might happen to you if you're old and have no one to look after? You
missed one, Uma. Fertility.
Oh, wow. Of course, Uma, yeah.
Do you worry about fertility?
But before we get into that, let's talk to Yazid, who's been holding. Yazid, thank you so much for holding.
Evening.
What is your biggest health concern?
I think my biggest health concern would probably be mental health. I think we Malaysians are becoming more of a workaholic country, so we have more stresses in life, and our quality of living is not that well. We have so many commitments and everything, so lots of worries, and you know, these are the kind of things that actually affect you, and mental health is actually the root of all kind of other kinds of problems, I think, because you know, if you worry too much, you overwork, you don't exercise enough. You don't go out and have fun and those kind of things. And it's actually the problem that leads to all other problems as well. And actually, someone mentioned just now about fertility. I think that also comes back to the stresses that we have in life. I mean, people are less having children because of that, I think.
Yeah, thank you very much for your call, Yazid. George, mental health. I mean, it's come up quite a lot in the last 40 minutes.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, early on, you provided statistics from the Malaysian Psychiatric Association.
Right.
And then Meera interviews so many, psychiatrists. And I'm sure that you can actually reflect on what's the sentiment on the ground.
Well, I think we are struggling in a big way. But awareness is great. There is a huge stigma as well when it comes to mental health. People don't want to come forward and get help. I think we need to get over that. You are not mad if you have a mental health issue. It can range from very, you know, slight depression to anxiety disorders, all easily fixed if you go and see someone.
I got a question, Meera. I mean, so the statistic we gave slightly earlier was saying that, you know, it's on the rise in Malaysia.
Almost a third of Malaysians already.
So they're saying, there's a 50% rise, right? Mm. So are we, is that because more and more people are getting diagnosed and in the past it was just hidden away?
I think yes, of course. Awareness is great. People are coming forward now. People recognize. We hope at least talking about it helps. It's the same with HIV/AIDS, isn't it? And psychiatrists and psychologists are there. They're here to help. We just need to change our mindset.
And of course, our lifestyle change. I mean, it's like now we take the smartphone into the bedroom, and it's like, you know, even you're trying to go to
the
sleep.
And then you,
that's right.
I know you do.
Yeah, well, indeed. Yeah. Well, that's when I message you.
I've also always wondered whether, and I don't know, just share your thoughts, whether or not we have become mentally less resilient.
Hmm. What do you mean?
Are we spoiled? Whoa. Are we unable to take on more stress these days?
So we're
and if it is,
I'll tell you what my parents will say. You know,
back in my time.
You know, we fought the war.
Yeah,
that's right.
We're going to go back.
We
to
have
that.
Rationing.
We're going to go back to the lines, folks. We've got Saeed Ahmad. Saeed, thank you so much for holding. Oh, Saeed, we've lost you. Actually, so Saeed, call us back. We're sorry you got cut off.
We say we're most resilient, and it's like decided to drop the line.
Well, your genes have a huge role to play in this as well.
In the meantime, here's Faisal. Faisal, thank you for holding. What say you, Faisal? What are you concerned about?
Well, my main concern is basically cancer, because my family history and my past history of being diagnosed with brain cancer, and I had another scare of a cancer scare this year. So it's pretty much just like that's kind of what I'm really concerned, especially in Malaysia where we don't have the alternative form of medication that like I was receiving when I was back in the States. So chemotherapy, even though it's the main form of treatment, but it's kind of it's a harsh form, and it's really painful to go through the cycle again. Mm.
Indeed. I mean,
thank you so much.
Yeah. Faisal, you have a very good point. It is estimated that one in four of us will develop cancer by the age of 75, as doom and gloom as it sounds. So we're all living longer. So I think the possibility of getting cancer is quite high. So we actually have a panel discussion during the event. It's about managing cancer. And I think the way we've put the panel together is to look at various aspects. One is an oncologist to come and talk about mainstream treatment as far as cancer is concerned. So all your chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and, you know, even now targeted therapy based on your genes. It's amazing. I mean, science and health has developed so much. It's really quite astounding. We also have someone from the National Cancer Society who will talk to us from a patient point, because we forget about support mentally, support for the patient, support for the family. So that's going to be covered as well. We're also going to be talking about herbal medicine.
Hmm. As a
complementary medicine. We have to be very careful when we use the word alternative.
Right.
Cancer, many oncologists will say to you, people come in, get diagnosed with cancer. Many disappear because they want to go and try alternative medicine.
Steve Jobs.
And then when they come back to you after a couple of months, it's so advanced that even they can't do very much. And that makes them very, very angry. So to actually have an oncologist to share the stage with a herbal medicine specialist for this event was quite a challenge. So Dr. Lim Rinjai is from Institute Cancer Negara. He's a subject matter expert in herbal medicine. He's going to be there. And of course, we have someone to talk about insurance as well, because cost is a huge factor. I mean, I think the George Institute study showed that half of the cancer patients in Malaysia end up with no money.
Yeah.
Because they cannot afford the cost of treatment.
And it goes back to what you were saying earlier, George. If I'm sick, can I afford to be sick?
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly. And it's not just looking after your family. It's actually looking after yourself to make sure that you can get through it, right? Saeed Ahmad, Saeed, you've called back. Thank you so much. What is your most pressing concern, Saeed?
Hello. Thank you. Basically, I have the same concern with the caller before. My biggest concern in health is basically cancer. Because you can actually have a very healthy lifestyle, but God willing that suddenly you got a cancer. Based on my experience that And I'm quite concerned because I got a family history already. And I actually wanted to go to that alternative treatment like Mira mentioned just now, because based on the testimonial from the patients and whatnot, most of it is successful. Mm. And when you go to the mainstream treatment, like chemotherapy, it's like you are treating every type of cancer with the same kind of a treatment, which I'm not sure whether that is a proper cure for cancer as well. because based on my readings and my family research, there is actually no cure for cancer. So you're just basically delaying its effect and you're giving the pain to the patient just to give a slightly longer lifespan, you know. So I'm just trying to get...
I mean, it's Dr. George here. I mean, I think that, you know, for you to have such pessimist view about cancer care actually is, you know, it's not uncommon among Malaysians. Therefore, a platform like this forum will be perfect for you to understand more about cancer. Because you have to understand, in Malaysia alone, we have between 90,000 to 100,000 Malaysians living with cancer at any one time. And although some of them may be in remission, but we're really talking about the time has moved on so much with technology, with care, with hospice and everything like that. Even with advanced cancer, we have a lot of care that is provided. What do you think, Mira?
It may not be curable, but it's treatable.
It's treatable. Right. That's right. I mean, there's this mentality to actually even treat cancer like a chronic disease rather than a terminal disease.
I mean, so breast cancer, for an example, is so easily treatable if it is detected early. So there is so much has been done in research. Come and try and understand cancer.
That's right.
Better.
So Faisal and Syed, text us with your full name and IC number. We'll see what we can do for you.
Yeah, that's right. Because we're giving away tickets to BFM's inaugural Health and Living Live 2016. That's the event Mira was talking about earlier. Ezra and I are going to be moderating panels. I think Ezra's going to be doing something on exercise and fitness. I'm going to be moderating because, yeah,
will be attending.
He's an exercise freak, my friends.
You're not going to be moderating a panel on exercise and fitness?
No, fittingly, I'm moderating the panel on diabetes.
Okay.
So there you go. There you go. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. 016-201-9000 is the number to text. Get in touch with us, folks. Tell us what your biggest health concerns are. We'll be right back after these messages. It's Talk Back Thursday on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Say hello to adventure. When you purchase selected Land Rover models, you'll embark on a marvellous trip to see where it all begins for our legendary vehicles in Solihull.
Meaning, when you buy selected Land Rover models, you'll get an adventure for two at the Land Rover plant in Solihull, UK. Or, if you wish to plan your own adventure, you can opt for our generous cash rebate instead.
Head down to your nearest Jaguar Land Rover showroom or visit landrover.com.my for more info. Terms apply.
Say goodbye to the mundane and hello to adventure with a trip to Solihull, UK when you purchase selected Land Rover models. Visit the showroom Adventure Weekend at Sime Darby Auto Connection in PJ and Sisma Auto at Manara Worldwide in KL this 26th and 27th March from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. to discover your own life's adventure. At Sime Darby Auto Connection in PJ, there'll even be an off-road adventure with an urban setting to test the capability of the Disco Sport and Evoque, a rock climbing challenge, and much more. Details at landrover.com.my. Terms apply.
You're still here. Good. Now, if you're listening to this podcast while on the treadmill, you're already off to a good start. If you're not, don't forget to join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on the 2nd of April. Find out how you can live a better, healthier life. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Time for the 4 T's. Tweet, text, talk, talk back on BFM 89.9.
Talk Back Thursday on the Evening Edition. Caroline and Uma with you. Joined today, special guests Dr. George Lee and Mira Sivasodhi from, the famous BFM Bigger Picture Health and Living segment every weekday at 4 p.m. But they're here to tell us, or actually answer your questions, give you some peace of mind about your biggest health concerns. That's what we're asking you to call in about today. We want you to tell us what you're most worried about. I mean, some of the things that have been popping up over the last hour we've been doing this, people are worried about mental health issues, people are really worried about cancer, and these are things that I guess a lot of Malaysians are concerned about.
Yeah, we're also giving out 5 pairs of tickets to BFM's inaugural Health and Living Live 2016 today. All you need to do to win yourself a pair is to text us right now and tell us why you want to attend the event. You need to put in your full name and IC number as well. Some of the answers that have come in so far are saying this one: need to attend because the cost of ignoring health issues for the middle class and below is deadly. This one from Karina saying, it's about time Malaysians face the truth about our health healthcare issues head on, and I want to attend the health and wellness event because I want to hear the government stand. This one's saying, I'm concerned about back problems. Everyone I know seems to have this chronic problem. Edward says, I'm supposedly an adult. I don't know how to deal with health issues like insurance and health maintenance. So, you know, certainly sounds like, well, perfect reasons you should be attending the event. You need to keep those answers coming in.
No, but that makes so much sense. This idea of supposedly being an adult, right? Because nothing in life has trained you for this. I mean, when you're young, your parents shelter you from these health issues. They take care of everything. And you grow up, and unless something actually goes wrong, you don't know what to do. And when something goes wrong, then you're kind of trapped, right? It's worse. I come from a family of doctors, and I get pampered when it comes to medical issues. Mm. So I shudder for the point when my sister or anyone is not around anymore, I'll just be lost.
And the other thing we need to talk about is that our parents looked after us, and it's our turn to look after them afterwards.
Correct.
And we have no training to do that as well. And then that will be an interesting forum to talk about.
Yes, so we're called the sandwich generation, the generation that has to look after our parents as well as look after our children.
So sandwich generation. Nice.
Exactly. And it's costly, right, to look after both. So once again, at the event, we're going to be discussing how you can age gracefully with Dr. Tan Mopin. She's great. She's a geriatrician. She will help and help you understand how to help look after your parents as they're growing old. Mental health is one of the areas we're going to be looking at. And Dr. Rajesh Singh, many of you, I think, can relate to the fact that you have had parents who have had falls. And recovering from those falls in an older age is always a challenge. So Dr. Rajesh will be there to discuss.
And that back pain.
Falls. Yep. Back pain.
And of course, it's going to be hosted by our very own BFM uncle, Sharad Kutan.
Sharad Kutan, yes.
The one with the back pain.
The one with the back pain. We've got Gary on the line. Hey, Gary, thank you so much for holding.
Hey, Gary.
What is your biggest concern?
Yes, good evening, everyone. It's good to talk to all of you. I'm the father of a four-year-old who is exhibiting some signs of allergies, and it's manifests itself both in terms of skin issues like psoriasis, as well as runny nose and stuffiness almost every 6 to 7 weeks. Mm. And I'm wondering if anything during your event will help shed some light on allergies, particularly given the fact that, you know, childhood allergies can actually lead to problems. We don't know exactly what the allergens are, and certainly we don't want to keep them on hydrocortisone for a long time.
Sure.
I would like to know what would you think about that?
Sure. Thanks for calling, Gary. Unfortunately, this program has been designed for the urban dweller. So we've left the children out of this because otherwise it's just way too much to include in a program. It's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's a lot more we can talk about. But if this event, fingers crossed, goes really well, the next event, the plan is to have just one event for children. So, and allergies is definitely one of them that we will look at. So, yeah. Gary...
But it is a problem for the urban dweller as well. I mean, not just for children, indeed, but for adults too.
Yeah, I mean, like peanut allergies and then various allergy to dust mites and that sort of things. Yeah.
But I couldn't fit them in, George.
Well, of course, because it's a really nice, busy program already and everyone's so excited.
We've got Sarah on the line. Hey, Sarah, thank you so much for holding. What's your biggest concern, Sarah? Sarah?
Hi, yeah. Sorry. My biggest concern is I've got a teenage boy, and almost every night they come back home at 3 o'clock.
Sarah, could I just get you to speak into the microphone? I can't hear you. You're a little muffled.
Into the phone.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
much better.
Okay. Right, my question is, I've got teenage boys, and almost every night they're spending their time at a mama shop down the road. And, we're talking about reactive measures that are being taken for cancer patients or for heart disease or diabetes or, you know, sugar consumption and things like that. Is there no focus on preventive lifestyle, concerns like the 24-hour mama shops all over the place where food is either reheated 3-4 times along the day, as well as the cups and cups of tea that, you know, are being served. And if these restaurants are going to be constantly open throughout the day, how are we ever going to, promote a lifestyle of healthy sleeping hours and waking up early in the morning and, you know, going for jogs and things like that? kids are sleepy, kids are tired in the morning. Yeah. Does anyone comment on this?
Sure.
Thanks so much, Sarah.
Sarah, my area, which I absolutely feel so strongly about. First, I'm going to start with the fact that a plate of mamak mee goreng and a teh tarik is about 1,000 calories.
But
so there you
tastes
go.
So good.
It does. But
just like to throw that in, because we know it's the truth.
Caroline,
because
you see
know,
the saliva, you're salivating.
We know it's the
truth.
And that is what Sarah is concerned about. Secondly, the state of Selangor actually wanted to shut down 24-hour food eateries by midnight. And there was a huge uproar. People didn't want it. I was the happiest person on earth. I think half our problems will be solved if we stop eating at midnight.
But do you think that we require regulation to put that in place for us, or should the control come from those who want the options?
You know, Caroline, we're the fattest nation in Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. I think we just need to be harsh.
And there's a very good reason to be harsh as well, because our public healthcare is being funded by us. So the fatter we get, the more chronic diseases we get. The Malaysians around you are paying for everyone else's, I guess, indiscipline.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to ask the minister himself?
That's exactly what I was going to say. The minister's got to answer some of these questions on the 2nd of April. So
well, he's not listening. He's probably will decline the invitation now.
We've got Sashi on the line. Hey, Sashi, thank you so much for calling. Am I right in thinking, are you a doctor, Sashi?
No. I'm not a doctor. I'm an insurance agent by profession.
Right, but you're concerned about doctors.
Before that, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Stuck in traffic jam, and I thought I'll weigh in on your very interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Point number one, I do sell insurance as a part-time agent, so it would be very worrying to let you know that most Malaysians, when you approach them and you tell them, hey, the statistics are you are underinsured in this country. In Japan, it's 600%, if I'm not mistaken. Whereas in Malaysia, only 4 out of 10 people have insurance. They tell me, no, I got extra money to pay for insurance. Then I tell them, if you go to the hospital to get a treatment for a small disease, even if you stay per night, Pantai Hospital, it costs you thousands of ringgit. Do you have the money to spend for this? We'll handle it when we get there. This is the typical reaction I usually get. So people don't seem to understand how important it is for them to get themselves covered with a basic policy. Nobody's asking you to go all out with fantastic returns, at least a medical card. That's number one. And number two, my wife, my fiance is a medical doctor. And I would say that the state of the medical professionals in our country is extremely worrying. She works 36-hour shifts very often. For example, in this week alone, she's working 4 36-hour shifts.
Wow.
If you are a patient and you're going to the hospital, would you really want to be looked at a doctor who has been working 36 hours? Isn't that extremely dangerous? And then we have our health minister going about sprouting nonsense, saying that there's too many doctors. I don't think there's too many doctors. There is insufficient doctors. There is enough students. There is enough medical graduates. There is enough patients. There is not enough training facilities. You get more hospitals to train up the doctors. I don't say there's too much doctors.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, those are all very genuine concerns about, and you know, that's not just a problem locally. I mean, we're seeing that exact same debate take place in the NHS in the UK about doctors' working hours as well. But let's talk about underinsured individuals.
Medical insurance?
Yeah, medical insurance. Okay. And I mean,
that's a fact, right? It is a fact. That's one of the issues we're going to be discussing, the understanding medical insurance. I think a lot of us don't understand medical insurance enough. Some of us are walking around with medical insurance cards and we don't even know how to use it.
Hmm.
So that's one of the things we're going to be discussing, as well as the abuses of having a medical insurance card as well. And that's also a problem insurance companies face.
Right. So you want to attend BFM's inaugural Health and Living Live 2016. What you need to do is text us, tell us, you know, why you want to go, and include your full name, your IC number, and your email address.
That's right. We've got Amir on the line. Hey, Amir, Actually, you know what, Amir? Hold that thought, Amir. We're going to come back to you after the news. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. 016-201-9000 is the number to text. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you today what your biggest health concerns are as a Malaysian. Is it healthcare costs, insurance, diabetes, obesity, the amount of sugar we're eating, fertility, whatever the case, call us up and let us know. We've got George Lee and Mira Sivasodhi with us. This is Talkback Thursday on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talkback on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. Talk Back Thursday on the Evening Edition. Caroline and Uma with you. We're joined today by Dr. George Lee and Mira Sivasodhi. You would have heard them on BFM's Bigger Picture Health and Living segment every weekday at 4 p.m. Today we're asking you, well, the reason they're here is because today we're asking you about your biggest health concerns, and we're trying to allay some of those fears and also tell you about BFM's Health and Living 2016 event. It's our first live event where we're bringing the show that you've been hearing on this station for the last 7 years live and on the ground to you. You get to meet all of these experts and ask them all of your crazy questions too.
That's right. We're giving out 5 pairs of tickets to the event. All you need to do to win yourself a pair is to text us right now. Tell us why you want to attend. Include your full name, IC number and email address. Some of the answers that have come in so far. This one from Rizwan saying, I'd like to attend the event as I follow the Friday segment with Dr. George and Mira every week. I've learned a lot about my personal health. I'm 35 and I've made dramatic changes to my lifestyle and workout and diet, and it has enhanced my life immensely. I wouldn't want to miss this amazing event and experience, so show me the tickets, Rizwan says. Chan Wei Ji.
We asked Rizwan for a reason and he gave us an essay. Well done.
Chan Wei Ji.
So he gets 4 tickets.
Says, it's about time I change my lifestyle's habit and get these health hocus pocus things sorted out. This one's saying, I'm a pharmacist working in the pharmaceutical services division, and I would like to join the program to gain more knowledge or maybe just give some input.
Fantastic. We're going to go to the call. We're going to go to the phone lines right now, folks. We've got Amir, who's been waiting for a while. Amir, thank you so much for waiting. What was your concern?
Well, I have two things to talk about. Number one is nasi lemak is one of the healthiest food, as confirmed by Time. So I knew this all along, and it took time to confirm this. So I think the key to anything is about moderation. So the Malaysian way of cancelling out is you do jogging first, then you go for the nasi lemak. Or you play futsal first, then you go for the teh tarik. So net, I guess. So that's one thing. And I would love to have some input from the doctor about the nasi lemak being the healthiest food. That's one. The other thing is, we've talked about so much about things that has happened. You know, you get diabetes, healthcare comes after that. But I don't see the government engage enough in the preventive stuff. You know, it's so expensive for you to get healthy food. That's one thing. And then in most developed countries, they incentivize a healthy lifestyle, making it very affordable for you to do sports. But we don't see that in Malaysia. So I think those are the sort of things that I'm concerned with. You know, you want to eat healthy, but it's so expensive. A pot of yogurt is $3.50. That I can get 2 nasi lemak bungkus for that. So that doesn't encourage things. So thank you.
Thanks, Amir. Actually, if you're lucky, you can get it for $3.50. It's a lot more expensive these days to get a good pot of yogurt.
Absolutely. George, nasi lemak.
Nasi lemak. Time magazine, George. Time magazine.
Are you going to fight Time magazine?
I'd like to know who gave them that information.
Well, actually, no. To be fair, when you read the article, Time magazine does clarify, and they say, well, you know, with the extra carbs and stuff, you should lay off on a lot of that rice. But they're saying that all of the other ingredients, the peanuts and the kangkong and the condiments are very healthy.
Yeah, but the rice is so good. Some of the messages coming in, this one saying, I would like to attend the event because I just finished up all my savings to pay for my father's minor ankle crack accident. And I would want to know the options, facilities and aid that we can get from the Malaysian government as well as private sectors. The main reason is because my dad still takes full sugar teh tarik despite his diabetes, and I'm thinking of the price hike. Sigh.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's
some,
a very good point.
Some countries are looking at sugar taxes, actually.
I mean, just to address what Amir was talking about.
Yes, the second part about
Is it true that healthy food is super expensive?
Well, that's true. It is true. Healthy food is expensive. And that's what I want to ask the minister. Is it the Ministry of Health alone that's working on this? It is cross-ministerial effort because Ministry of Education, for an example, what are we serving in school canteens?
Youth and sports?
Yes, absolutely. It all starts in school, doesn't it? Mm. And sometimes we tend to think that the responsibility is the government's responsibility. I don't work for government, by the way, but it starts at home.
But
we're failing ourselves.
So do we need to have Jeremy Oliver movement in schools and things like that?
Well, hey, that Jeremy Oliver movement, you're right, though. But, you know, that made a huge impact because I remember the kind of rubbish I used to eat in the school canteen.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed.
Yeah. Mm. If not, it's probably gotten worse. And so instead of depending on government to make these decisions, I think we as people need to take more, more effort and contribute towards healthcare policy.
We've got Indra on the panel, right? She's a nutritionist.
So we'll
perhaps help us to see how healthy food doesn't have to be expensive.
Mm. Yeah. But I think this whole movement should be ground up as well and get government to do the right thing. I think we're pretty complacent ourselves.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've got Ronan on the line. Hey, Ronan, how's it going? Ronan, we've lost you. Do call us back. We'll push you to the top of the queue. In the meantime, here's Cynthia. Hey, Cynthia. You've got a concern about insurance.
Yes. My baby just got diagnosed dextrocardia, meaning that her heart is actually on the right side. So prior to that, she actually had a fever. So the PET actually gave a referral letter for her to do an echo test. So after the test, she was diagnosed with this condition, and we tried to submit the receipt for claims, but the claims was actually rejected because it's actually congenital. So I would like to ask, is that true or not? Because she needs to go through the scan in order to be diagnosed. So, yeah,
that's well, unfortunately, you know, in my line of work, I deal with many urological congenital conditions as well. Unfortunately, those are not reimbursable because generally something like infertility, cosmetic, congenital conditions, those are the clause that are actually not insurable. However, the good thing about pediatric care in this country is that vast majority of them will be carried out with extreme high standards in government hospitals. I'm pretty sure that the dextrocardia can be rectified in the government hospital.
All right, thank you very much. We've got Ronan who managed to call back. Ronan, thank you so much for calling back. Ronan, we've lost you again.
Losing him.
Actually, Ronan, you know what you need to do, Ronan?
Buy
you need
a
to
new
find,
phone.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, phone. Find a place with better reception and then pull up there and talk to us then. La.
And get some Melati Lemak first.
Stop encouraging people. We've got Honman on the line. Hey, Honman, thank you so much for calling. You've got a question about diabetes.
Yes, actually, basically, I'm actually 33, and I have high sugar level. I mean, I regret that. I used to drink Kickapoo almost every day when I was young. I was so cheap then. I mean, I don't know.
Delicious.
Super delicious, actually, I must say, but it was so cheap. The thing is this, I mean, when I regret that, actually, right now, when I grew up, I regret that. So I'm thinking, when I read the news about the UK government last week, I think they announced something like a tax for carbonated drinks. Perhaps that's something, I mean, that a lot of countries can consider, even in Malaysia, because obesity is such a thing in Malaysia right now. Maybe that's something to be considered, in a sense. It's, yeah, a thought.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Sugar
thank you for calling.
Tax, carbonated drink tax, takeaway subsidies, you know, just make it very difficult. Like everybody who smokes.
Well, New York City did that. Mayor Bloomberg had a huge thing on banning big gulps.
Yeah, but it didn't really. It didn't necessarily work. No, there was a lot of backlash, well, and we talked about this. We said that people should be given options.
No. Well, you see, it doesn't work in America because they are so hyper-conscious about, if I want to kill myself, I should be allowed to kill myself.
Right.
You know?
Don't tell them to Malaysians because we will have the same attitude.
No, but it's true, though. You know, America is one of the few countries in the world where they fought back a seatbelt law, right? Because they were like, no, it's my right to not wear a seatbelt.
It's a very difficult line, isn't it?
It is.
Because you have industry and then you have the people. Government doesn't have a really easy job, do they?
Yeah. I mean, I can see a lot of companies are taking initiative in order to kind of like encourage their employees to do that, because if their employees get sick, they actually have lost working times and things like that. Mm. So they are incentivized, these sort of things. If you eat healthy, we're going to give you kind of more time off and that sort of thing. I really think those are a good way forward.
I mean, if we cut the sugar content of a carbonated drink by half, something that you love, Caroline, would you buy it?
I don't love carbonated drinks. I don't drink them. I drink tea with a lot of sugar. I drink tea with a lot of sugar. I'm not sure.
Okay. Oh, that,
I'm not sure I can answer that.
I love that. the question.
No, I don't know.
Well, let's take our last caller for the day. We've got Ronan on the line. Hey, Ronan, welcome back. Let's see if you... Oh, there you are.
Oh, you made it.
Three times a charm, man. Three times a charm.
Hey. You definitely will win a Chappelle ticket.
Yeah, Good evening, all. Right, I actually just called in to actually say my worst or my biggest concern actually will be the doctors or the specialist attitude towards, you know, curing the patients. Right now, reason I'm saying this is because, you know, my wife has been down with fever for up and down for like, you know, 3 to 4 weeks, and her blood palate keeps decreasing. And there's no one seems to be able to tell us the cure. And you know, when we admit her, the specialists just go on and, you know, do all sorts of tests or scans towards her. And towards the end of the day, no one can tell us, you know, what are the reasons behind it and, you know, what's happening and what's going to be done to her. And of course, when we try to raise further and such like that, you know, they're showing us their sad face and, you know, and a disappointed face that, you know, we have our own ways of curing. You don't need to care so much. You just rely on us. But the sad thing is, you know, towards the end of the day, there's nothing being achieved. And eventually, my wife just, you know, just recover like that. So that's the sad thing, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Sorry thanks, to hear about your wife. I'm glad your wife kind of recovered from this. Sometimes it's very difficult, you know, on individual cases. You know, some pyrexia of unknown origin, which is what your wife had, is very difficult whenever the source of infection is not found. I'm glad she's well now.
Yeah, and Ronan, don't forget to text us your full name, your IC number, email address. We're giving you a couple of tickets as well.
Yeah. For your perseverance. Try calling 3 times, perseverance, yeah. Okay. Folks, thank you so much for your calls. But we want to tell you about BFM's Health and Living event. It's our inaugural Health and Living event, Alive 2016. Basically, BFM's been doing the Health and Living show on The Bigger Picture for the last 7 years. Mira's been doing the show with people like George and other experts. And we've decided to bring it to you live on the ground. You know, one part because it's important information that we need to put out there. You know, we want you to come and meet these people. You've heard them, you know, in your heads, in your cars for so many years. But also we believe as a media company that it's our responsibility to actually play a part in making Malaysia a healthier, better place to live in.
Right.
And this is what small thing we can do.
Yep, and tickets are still available. I have to tell you, they're running out fast. So what you need to do, if you didn't win them today on the show, you need to log on to bfm.my/health. Yep. Check it out.
You can register there.
Yep.
In the meantime, thank you so much for your texts, your tweets, all of your calls. Mira, George, thank you for taking the time to come and talk to us today. Of course, don't forget, you can catch the both of them tomorrow at 4 p.m. on the irregular hours.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks again, folks.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Talk Back Thursday. We've got some music coming your way. Toad the Wet Sprocket with Good Intentions on VFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.